Cheers.
Cheers.
That's how you get it started right there.
It's a good one, bro.
Jump right into it.
It's one of the best seltzers out, I would think.
Oh, we won't get too much into it, because it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter who it is, what it is. You know, we are not paid by the company, so it doesn't really matter. But at the end of the day, what the people do care about, the statistics show, the analytics show, people care and want to see about the tequila, or the Sunny, what did I even call it? It's a Sunny Tequila.
Sunny D.
No, it's a Sunny Tequila.
Sunny, I thought it was a Tequila Sunrise.
That's what it is, you're right.
Wow.
See, I have so many of them, I can't even remember.
And welcome back to the podcast, by the way.
Yes, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for tuning back in. We appreciate all the feedback on the last episode. I hope you guys enjoyed.
It seems everyone's kind of like getting in tune and liking our new motto, way that we're doing
things. It seems like it's just about being consistent with it, about making sure that we're persistent on it.
Posting the clips. A lot of people upset, but we'll talk about that in the future. Yeah. Let's jump back into what you want to show the people.
People were really liking the Sunny Tequila, you know, my Tequila Sunrise, all the above, whatever it was called. And I thought there's no better time to show how it's made than right now. So, Eric, please, give me my tequila. I already took a sip from the beginning, as you guys saw. Volume's looking good. You know, I do it by the eye. Right now we have Don Julio Reposado. Take it straight out.
So do you recommend that tequila? Or
this is what I would recommend, 100%. Okay. It doesn't have to be Don Julio.
Like, so if someone tried to do this with a silver, do you think it would taste as good?
It would be a little bit more
harsh. Or a Añejo. Whatever the fuck it's called, not a tequila drinker, you know. I like my vodka.
But, I think Reposado will give you the most intricate taste. Okay. I think Blanco will make it the most simple, and I think Añejo will make it the most, like, ooh, what was that? Like, because Añejo's a little stronger than the most tequilas, in my opinion. Blanco's a little bit smoother, a little bit more simpler. It's a plain non-aged tequila.
Right.
But, literally, we took the sip, poured straight through from the hose down to the neck. Yeah, we haven't got anything left in here. That's sick. Get it going, get it filled to the top. That's what I like to do. That's a little bit more than a shot. That's my shot and a half right there. And I'll see it's filled to the base right now. Thank you, I appreciate it. We got it filled right to the top. Give it a little mix. The first sip is the one that you get your money's worth, I'll tell you, because it's straight tequila at the top.
You don't even shake it. I was putting it back, so I wasn't watching.
No, I give it a little stir. But it doesn't really do much. You gotta take
it. Just kind of like,
you can actually drink it, because then science kicks in. No, I'm serious. Because think about it. You're technically turning the drink upside down.
Okay.
So any space that was left in the drink, that's air.
It evaporates to the bottom. Like, if you turn the fucking...
But
you know what I'm saying.
I don't know about evaporate, but yes.
It flows to the bottom.
Exactly. Push it all up, and then as you're putting it back down.
If you were to flip a water bottle sideways.
Exactly right. Like, you know, I'm sure there's some kind of blink. So if you go like this, all the drink comes down here, and then vice versa. So same thing. As you take the drink, you're kind of mixing it yourself. But that is the Sunrise Tequila, Tequila Sunrise. Can't go wrong with it. It is the drink of the summer. Other than that, Eric, I want to jump into another topic that we had going on.
Talk to me.
Me and you were talking a little bit before while we started recording, didn't really talk much about it. I just wanted to say, you know, it's coming up to the time of the election time's coming up, and, you know, there's...
Sooner than later, actually.
It's November, you know, and it's, I can't even... Me and a buddy were talking about it. It's already halfway through the year.
It's less than 4 months away.
Yeah.
We're
halfway through the year. We're 4 months away from election time. You know, it's shit's getting serious now. It's really interesting to see on the facts that are coming out. Because, you know, for example, I'll say this loudly and I'll say this proudly. I am not a Biden supporter. I do not stand for Biden. I do not accept anything Biden has done. And I will not say he has done anything good for this country. Okay. It is crazy to see how far and how shitty a country can go within just 4 years by one person.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely astonishing, you know, what they can do about it. It's very ironic, though, that the same person who completely destroyed this country is going against his own words and trying to save his ass to get reelected. Because I don't know if you saw, he made it that anyone who comes to the border seeking asylum, we are not accepting them.
Really? That's a switch, complete 360,
it's very ironic,
180
right?
From what he was doing 6 months ago.
From someone who said, let's
open
those borders up, and anyone who needs refuge in America, we're here to help.
And again, our opinions are just our opinions.
Yeah, no, that's
but
it, yes. That's
wasn't that how his whole campaign was built on when he got elected
that's
in
what I was
2020?
Gonna say. The whole thing was to bring back America, and to his own words, that's what it was. Like, you know, bring back America in the way that he remembers it, and that's where people could come here with dreams. That this and this and this, that if you were poor, you could still make it work. I haven't seen any of that come true. I haven't seen any of that come true. I saw on the other hand, though, Trump...
Things are the worst they've ever been in the last... Since 08 in our lifetime, at least.
Yep, that's 100%. And that's when... Right before a catastrophe... Well, that was 7 years after a catastrophic terrorism event, you know, that... Don't even get me started about either, you know, that's its own topic. But it's just very ironic that the same person that is going back and forth, can't run this country, can't decide, there's another guy on the other side that has 34 counts, 2 mugshots, I think 3 baby mamas, and people are loving him, bro. It's another regular person, bro.
It kind of reminds me of 2016.
For me, it reminds me of a way of like... It's a different story of the boy who cried wolf. It's the complete opposite. You know, there is, for me, it's, I think someone kept trying to put pressure onto the boy who cried wolf.
Right.
And the boy who cried wolf never cried. He was just like, you know, I'll take it. And then finally, when it came to, everyone realized, like, this guy's in trouble. We got to help him.
Right.
And that was Trump, you know, and that's the guy that everyone's coming to help out. He said that he was going to come out and say that if he does get elected, one of the first things he wants to do is that anyone who is currently making tips as a main part of their wage will no longer have to classify that or have to get taxed on it.
That's amazing. And that's just one of the many things that he wants to do when he gets into office.
That's something for me that's my argument to people about when he says that he's all about the rich. Last time I checked, people who are rich don't work on tips. You know, I'll tell you very well, you know, like, you know, people, like, you're a real estate agent, like, you know, we don't make crazy money or anything like that, but I'm a business owner, real estate agent. You don't get a tip. You know, you get paid and you get your commission. You get paid and that's it. A tip is someone you really bust in your ass out there and you're making $2, $3 an hour, so you need some extra money to cover it up.
Right.
Those people deserve the
tip. And don't get me wrong, people who make tips make a great living. 100%. Don't get me wrong.
There's people who are making
but
a great living.
But they also, a lot of them don't pay taxes on the money that they earn, because why would they pay taxes on cash that's earned hard, and that it's under the table in a sense?
Technically.
I think it's actually smart, because now they're going to be able to track people way more on what they make.
100%.
And it's going to give a more accurate reading of...
Yeah, how much money is actually in and out of the economy.
Exactly. Yes. Because a lot of people aren't reporting tips they make, and a good percentage of our economy is living off of tip money.
How much are you a believer in the tip?
We had this conversation not too long ago, and it's a two-way street for me.
Uh-huh. I agree.
What service are you providing me?
Yep. And how far did you go with it?
And how far did you get with that service? Mm-hmm. Meaning... Someone, if I go sit down at a restaurant, I'm going to tip you 20-25% if you're good, mm-hmm. No matter what. If I'm going to get carry out, I'm just one of those people that don't believe in tipping carry out, because it was not a thing before COVID. It was a thing, but it wasn't like you have to tip carry out. Now it's like made a standard where you have to tip carry out. You go and pick up, you call, order in, go and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to... Like, they always ask for a tip. You want to leave a tip.
Yep.
You want to leave a tip. You
want to
leave
a tip. I went to Beyond Juice to go get a wrap, and they're asking if I want to leave a tip. And after that, they're asking if I want to donate to charity.
Right. And like, it's like, it's like 18, 20, 24%. Mm-hmm. It's not like, no, 5, 10, 12%.
So let me ask you this, okay? Because I'm the exact same way with you. You know, I agree 100% that if it comes down to tips, like, you know, it's got to be justified. The tip has to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if we're going to the dispo... Absolutely not. You know, like, for example, if I'm buying something that's $18.56 and I pay with a 20, she's getting that dollar and some change. Because I'll maybe keep the dollar and I'll probably put the change.
You're more generous than me. Oh, I'm giving them coin.
Oh, yeah, I'll give the coins for sure, but depending on the dollar amount.
And that's just depending on what type of mood I'm in.
Exactly. You know, I'll always put the change in there, but the dollar or whatever, I'll possibly keep. But, like, okay, let me ask you about this. When you're doing DoorDash.
Sorry, dude. Go back onto that topic we were just on. And see, I don't believe in tipping people like that, which is going to sound horrible, but they're making $20-$25
an hour, man. Yeah, they're already making good money an hour.
Someone who's a server at, say, Applebee's is making probably $3.75 an hour.
100%.
That's not a livable wage, no matter what. And they get taxed on top of that, mm-hmm. So they're really making, like, $2 an hour.
Yep. No, so that's what I was going to say, is that it's interesting to see on where the boundaries lie. So that's what I was going to ask you. When you're ordering DoorDash, right, or like a delivery service, right, DoorDash, Uber Eats, whatever, what tip do you leave on that? And don't judge. I'm just curious.
I'll be honest. I'm not a big DoorDasher. I don't think I've ordered DoorDash maybe once or twice in my life.
Do you leave a tip on there?
Yes. Yes. Because that's something like similar like a pizza driver, delivery driver, I would leave a tip on.
Do you do the standard tip? As in like your 20-25%?
I try to. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, most of the time I'll leave them a bigger tip, because they don't get gas checks or they're earning an hourly wage, mm-hmm. which is probably less than the people at the restaurant, but not as bad as like a regular server.
No, so that's what I was gonna say is that it's a good thing you said that, because a lot of people are actually more in favor of the driver because they're more taking it upon themselves, you know, like it's their car.
And they provide customer service. They walk up to your door, they smile at you, they hand you your food. Sometimes they bring change for you if you're paying cash.
Yeah, like, and there's no relation to you and the company.
Right. And they use their own vehicle. It's not like Hungry Howie's is paying for these vehicles for them to drive. Yeah. That would be a different story, maybe.
But Hungry Howie's doesn't pay for vehicles, but at least they're giving them gas reimbursement.
I'm not even sure if they're doing that.
No, they gotta be. For delivery drivers, they gotta be.
I don't think so, bro.
They gotta be.
Because they work on tips.
It doesn't matter, though. The tip has nothing
to do
with your gas.
And they get an hourly wage.
But they're still forcing you to use your car and still be an employee for the company.
I'm not sure how it works.
That's the problem that I'm running into right now. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm looking for people to do the opposite. I want people to drive for me, for my company, but they have to be sales reps. You're gonna,
yeah.
So that's the problem. I can't have someone use their own car and then, like, be like, okay, this is how it works, you know? But when they work for you, it's a little different. There's things you have to
right.
do. You can do and can't do.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because those are probably W-2 employees also.
100%. 100%. Because when they're not driving...
They might get, like, a bonus on their check or something, like $100 bonus each week for gas or something like that. Because you got to think, those pizza delivery drivers are really only driving in a 5-mile radius. They're not putting many miles on their car.
No, but it's how many deliveries are you doing each day and how many...
Exactly.
You're probably doing minimum 50 deliveries per shift.
It depends how busy the store is. Or what day it is of the week.
I mean, think
if you ask on a Super Bowl, yeah, I'm sure they're doing 50 deliveries.
50 orders is nothing.
Yeah, but if you go on like a regular Wednesday, that 50 orders is probably a lot.
They're probably doing 20 to 30.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit more. That's
but yeah, I agree with tipping delivery drivers. I don't believe, like, if I were to order, call up Hungry Howie's and order a pizza and pick it up, mm-hmm. like, there's a good chance I'm not tipping.
Oh, they should tip me.
Kroger should tip me. But we're not going to talk that.
I mean, you brought it up.
Well, they should put my ass on payroll. Making me bag all my own groceries and shit.
That's how Mama feels. Mama thinks that there should be a portrait of her how much stuff she buys.
I swear, bro. And, they have 26 lanes and there's only one of them open.
Only six open, yep.
It's like, why?
Mm-hmm. Eric, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
It's slow season right now for sports. There's not much happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
What's something that, like, if you saw right now, would just kind of just be like, blow your mind? Realistically speaking, though, because, like,
mean by that?
Well, anything, bro. Because, like, I would never expect a boat to run into a bridge, right? I would have never expected the Malaysian aircraft to be recorded as purposely missing.
That was a while ago.
They just opened that case back up. They said the pilot purposely...
We're going to bring that back up in a minute, because I want to go on to a topic of how many airplane accidents
go missing,
and no, especially in the last year or so. Yeah.
All
right, so what
we'll talk about that. So is that something you want to see a plane
what is
that disappear and actually come back?
No, that's horrifying. Why would
I said disappear and then actually come back.
Yeah, watch 500 people disappear at the same time.
And then come back.
Like some real life, what's that show called? You know the show I'm talking about?
Black Mirror?
No. Where they board a flight, the mom and son were on a different flight, or the mom and daughter.
Oh, Home Alone?
No. Not even close, bro. Mom and son were on a different flight. Dad and mom and daughter were on a different flight. Dad and son were on one flight. One flight got lost to air for 5 years. Came back.
What?
It's not real, but yeah, it's a real show.
I heard of this movie or show.
It's a show. It's got like 8 seasons, bro. I can't think of the name right now.
I'm like,
fuck, I gotta Google this. Oh, bro, they came back. Hey, Siri. What is the show about the airplane that went missing for many years and came back to life? That's the worst way to ask that question. Manifest on Netflix. Y'all gotta watch Manifest. So do you.
I've never heard of this.
All right, so what was your question, original question? What would I want to see?
It was some out of topic. I was doing some out of pocket shit, but we've seen a lot of crazy shit happen.
Okay.
What is some shit that you I don't know if I asked you if you want a seat or would want it
would
to happen.
Would want to happen?
Yeah.
Anything in the world.
Yeah. I just want to see, like, where your head's at. Because, you know, like, that popular question is, like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? Pretty often.
My head is not at the Roman Empire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think about it about once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think about the Roman Empire?
How it was one of the craziest empires and how it's fallen and how it kind of resembles current times.
Uh-huh.
How the reason why it fell, the main reason, not mainly because of Julius Caesar, but because the characteristics and roles switched between society, which is the same thing that's happening now. The men got super feminine and started doing very feminine things and switched roles with the women. So they forced the women to become a lot more masculine, which is kind of what resembles in current time. Because I'm a historian. I believe that history repeats itself. It's about, like, watching how it works.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I love history. So that, for me, that's my what's it called, the Roman Empire. Literally. But yeah, what would it be for you?
It's a tough question.
Yeah, I just thought about the dome, and I was just like, you know, there's crazy shit. Like, for me personally,
my head was not that deep. I'll be honest.
I would love for them to discover on how the fucking what's called the pyramids were built.
Don't they already know that?
No, absolutely not. There's theories, but there's not proven. Because one person says aliens, one person says water, one person says they were just strong as hell, other person says they had gods that were 40 feet tall.
I would like to discover. All right.
Or no.
This is a super deep thought.
Yeah, right? Let's hear it. That's what I want to know.
Hey, you ever just been, like, looking at something?
You know, like how to get its name?
And just was like, who looked at this tree and was like, I'm going to call this a tree?
I knew you were going
to say this. And now that, like, it makes sense to us, right?
Yeah, but 1,700 years
ago. Some amount of time ago, nothing made sense at all to anybody.
Because it's what we
and why understand. And why does it make so much sense now?
Okay, so it's because of Greek language, Greek and Latin language. Everything had a meaning to it. So, like, tree, like, look it up on Siri right now. Look up the Greek or Latin meaning for tree.
Siri, what is the Greek or Latin meaning of the word tree?
And you should say, like, something about something that provides life and whatever, whatever. And there's something in there that will translate it back, and they'll be like, okay, that's tree. Because that's how everything is. Everything started off with Greek and Latin. And so based on the translation from Greek or Latin or what it meant.
I don't know. This website's horrible.
Like, for example, if you look up Zeus, like, Zeus isn't just Zeus. Zeus means that he's the king of something.
Right.
Something that's Greek. And so.
Yeah, but, like, who looked at,
gods.
Like. Right. Who was like, I'm going to call this a desk?
Some guy who created it in 1920.
How do you know they were created in 1920?
That's my logical guess.
It's just, like, interesting. Like, who was, like, I'm going to call a place where you can gamble a casino. Like, that word makes so much sense to us now.
Yeah, but why is it called that?
But why, who came up with the word casino and was, like.
I get what you're saying.
Gambling. Yeah, gambling.
It could be just, like, why is it not called an automobile? Why is it called a car?
It is called an automobile.
No, everyone calls it cars. No one goes around saying, that's your automobile?
Yeah, but they're automotive companies.
Yeah, but you're driving an automobile.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense than a car.
But it's not. They're not all cars. Cars are only cars that are. Cars are like what me and you drive.
No, cars are anything that you do drive.
No. Cars are.
Just because it's a truck doesn't mean it's not a car.
No, man. Those are trucks.
Oh, man.
Those are trucks. Then there's SUVs and then there's cars.
So then why are they all called car dealerships? And how come when you go to the Ford car dealership, you can get all different kinds of cars
there?
That's
car.
But there's different kinds of cars at the dealership. Do you understand that, Eric?
I get what you're saying 100%, but this is just what people go by. Like, cars are like what me and you drive.
No, what's it called? That's a sedan. A sedan is what we drive.
A sedan is only because it's four doors.
Right.
A car.
No, a sedan is a smaller car.
No.
There's SUVs and trucks with four doors.
Yeah, there's sedans. So a coupe sedan. Look it up. A sedan is four doors, brother.
How am I going to look it up? My phone's recording. How you want me to look this
hey,
up?
Hey Siri.
What is a sedan?
What is a sedan? What is a sedan style car?
At least four seats.
Yeah. A coupe is anything but two. You ever seen a car with three seats?
Yeah.
A truck?
Yeah.
That's not a car.
No, but I've seen, what's it called? Those motorcycles, too.
You see why they say the English language is the hardest language to learn?
Because everything has a different meaning for it.
This is all fucked, what and we're just talking about.
Yeah, that's it. It all means the same thing, but nothing.
It's like a car dealership, but like, yeah, a sedan is a four-door car.
But, I want a truck.
But a car with two doors is a coupe. But a truck with two doors is just a truck. And a truck with four doors is just a four-door truck.
Comment down below that if a car is a car, it's a car. If not, you can agree with Eric and your stupid nonsense. And then the other one is...
There's cars, which are sedans or coupe-style non-SUVs. There's SUVs. And there's trucks. They don't even make minivans anymore.
No, they all cars. But, okay, so, besides the point, Malaysian aircraft. Get back into it. You said you wanted to bring it back up. What are you laughing about? The one that disappeared.
Yes. I forgot. It was a while. We went deep off this car topic real quick.
Yes.
All right, so.
Bringing it back.
Malaysian aircraft went missing. God, I watched the documentary, but I don't remember when it went missing.
2021, I think.
2021? Okay.
I think. Don't quote me.
So in the last year or so, we've seen an airplane lose its door mid-flight. We've seen a bunch of airplane freak accidents. We've seen a boat hit a
supposed jackings.
Yeah. We, God forbid, Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. We've been seeing all these fucking weird catastrophic events happen with airplanes. Why?
I mean,
why now? You haven't seen much throughout the 2000s of airplanes crashing. Supposedly they're safer than cars.
It's because of Boeings. Boeings is the most like top rated. It's not top rated. It's the most flied plane through the industry.
But it's the worst quality plane, right?
Yeah, because they have such low quality control and standards. So, like, the type of people that are working on the plane, someone like me and you. I'm not kidding. They did a full investigation and went undercover. There's people that are literally tweaking on the job while they're assembling a plane. I kid you
That's not. Crazy.
There's no drug test. They're just so short-staffed that they're taking anyone. So, there's people that are literally coming here cracked out.
And we're not cracked out or tweaking. Like, I know he said
What I'm referring to is, like, someone who has no classification or qualification.
Right, no qualification.
Yeah, into something like that. No. Me and Eric are just...
Straight edge kids, we drink alcohol. That's about it.
That's about it, you know. But, no, there's people in there that are really losing it. And, like, they barely do quality control. If they do quality control and it doesn't pass it, they just want to get planes out as quick as possible. It kind of seems as if it's kind
of
like...
Make the most amount of money possible.
Not even that. It's
lowest
like,
cost.
If you ask your grandparents about that, they'll say it reminds them of World War II. Because like when they worked in the factories as kids, they were never told like do quality. Push quantity. Because we don't know if this is going to be the last time we can ever fucking make a bomb or make a jacket or whatever it is. So we have to make as many jackets as fast as possible.
Right.
If it's missing a sleeve or whatever, boo-hoo. At least we had a jacket out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was the thing. So I think that's kind of the same thing now. That there's so many people who want to fly. It 100%, like you said, it comes back to the money. Because that's what it all comes down to. But
And speaking that you're saying now that it's like mostly Boeing planes, they've been in the news a lot over the last couple of years
with
multiple
ones.
Problems. I feel safer personally on Airbuses.
What's that? Oh, is that
it's
the bigger
a smaller
ones?
Plane.
Oh, smaller?
It's a little smaller. It's what Delta flies, so like Florida and back.
I don't know planes like that.
It's like the Airbus MC-21.
Yeah, you could tell me the MC-4000, I still won't know.
You don't own a plane, bro?
No. I only know...
I watch them fly in and out.
I only know Gulfstreams. That's private
most
jets.
Luxurious one.
Yeah, that's private jets.
That's right in your money line.
That's all I know, brother. In G5s.
You know, I'm looking at your hoodie right now, okay?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Let's jump off this plane topic.
Yeah,
I'm looking at your hoodie right now, And I'm thinking, I got a bag of what you got right here on your hoodie.
It's close. It's very close.
It's very close.
These are the A5. These are one of the top sellers right here. If you haven't heard before, 313 Exotic Drinks, come represent.
313exotic.com?
313exotic.com. EXOTIC.com.
Dot com?
Yes.
313EXOTIC. Dot com?
Dot com.
Is where I can buy these?
And you can buy unlimited, all different kinds of exotic, rare, imported drinks and snacks from all over the world.
Wow.
And we even have a couple nostalgic candies from back in the day, like when me and you grew up, they're kind of off the shelves, kind of hard to find. Mm-hmm. Like I showed you earlier, those fizzy pop ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some stuff like we would find at the dollar store like way back in the day. Or even at like, what was that candy store you told me about?
Fizzy pop?
Fizzy pop. You used to be the shit, bro, I swear to God. But yeah, real quick, let's jump into
Let's jump into it.
What do you want to try? Okay, we got two different items real quick. We'll jump into.
You pour that, I'll open this.
Okay, we have a non-sparkling drink with jelly bites. You got to make sure to shake it first. This is the Mentos Fruity Mix flavor.
So is it like real like bites in there? Like chunks like that Avo drink that you can buy here?
Kind of okay. Like that. Kind of like that. But I think it'd be a little bit more chunky than that.
Okay. Oh, interesting. What do we have here? Smells good.
So the smell for me personally, like, I'm a big smell guy. For me, that smells a little off, but I know the taste is good. Whenever the smell's off, I know the taste
is good. It smells like a Korean restaurant, in a sense.
Like a bunch of spices?
Yeah.
100%. So right here, we have the Cheetos Spicy Thai Barbecue. As you can see, Cheetos does not disappoint. They have half the bag filled with air.
As most chip companies do nowadays. Yeah,
but it doesn't look bad here. You try this out. I'm going to pour this up.
You pour something up for us.
I'm genuinely curious to see how this is.
I'll try one of these out. Have you tried these prior?
No, I've never tried those. Smell it.
I'm going to.
Smells like a White Claw.
Like a White Claw. It doesn't smell horrible.
I think I see the jelly. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Do you see the jelly coming out? The little lumps at the end? The little white lumps?
You know what's crazy? Is it's clear when you're pouring it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's pink when you're not. Yo, these are fire, though, by the way.
You like that?
Yeah.
So these look like it's as if like it's some boba in there almost. You know what boba is?
Mm-hmm.
Like the bubble tea? So mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. It smells not bad.
Try these out. These are really good. So these are like a little bit of spicy. But they have a really good, they taste a lot better than they smell, I'll be honest with you.
I would have never expected this. This tastes like vitamin water. It tastes like vitamin water with jelly in it. I thought the jelly was going to be really weird, but it's actually good. It's like boba. I genuinely thought that shit was going to be weirder, but it's actually really good.
Oh, shit, now I see it.
It's just like vitamin
water. I see the aloe chunks, or like the like jelly. Aloe chunks. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Those are fire, aren't they?
It's like a smoky taste
almost to them. It's like you're at a barbecue restaurant when you eat them.
The spice isn't too bad.
But it smells like a Korean restaurant.
The spice isn't too bad on them.
No, it's actually really good.
I'm gonna see what you think of that. I mean, that's just like vitamin water. Get some jelly in there. It's off-putting at first, but then you're like, that was not bad at all. It tastes like a little watered down.
I gotta have a little bit more.
Go ahead. You'd be scared of it at first, but then you're like, that's not bad.
God, it tastes like something I used to drink all the time.
Vitamin water, bro. I'm telling you. It tastes just like vitamin water.
Like a pomegranate vitamin water?
Yeah, the OG one, the dark one.
Like the blueberry acai one or whatever?
No. The OG. OG.
Triple X?
Yep.
That you're right. That's exactly what it tastes like.
The OG one.
It's actually fire, though.
I like it. I genuinely enjoy it.
Imagine mixing your drink with this, with the chunks.
Drinking alcohol while chewing.
I wish the people could see the chunks.
Yeah, so try to bring a little closer to them if you can. For anyone who's watching. We have three different flavors available. We got the Fruity Mix Mentos. We got the Lemon Mint. I think it was Lemon Mint.
You can see the chunks a little
bit. And then we got Apple Soda. So they're all pretty good. Eric, what would you rate the drink 0 through 10?
This?
Yeah.
It's 7. Maybe 7.2.
I'm a 7.5 on
it. I'm gonna give these though like an 8.5, bro.
I'm a 7 on those as well.
They smell good. They smell a little bit funny, but they taste super good.
For me, the only Cheetos I like is hot Cheetos, but that's why I like those.
I'm not a big hot Cheeto fan, which is funny because these are good. These are
spicy. That's what I was gonna say. Cause that's why they brought me back, is it has like a nice sweet and spicy mix to it. Like, you know, you chew it all the way through, it's a little sweet, and then as you like let it sit, it's like, oh, that's spicy. That's good. Remember, always available at 313exotic.com. But yeah, that was enough for our sponsor break right there.
At the .com.
At the .com, available on site.
Minus the drinks, at the .com.
Well, let's jump back into it, Eric. Give me some topics. I've been talking a lot today.
So let me ask.
Give me something.
Let me ask.
Ask?
Last episode, you weren't a big fan of the Eminem song. I know you caught a lot of heat from that from some of your boys.
So, I mean...
And no, some of them also agreed with you, though.
That's
what I was going
to say. So, like, that's... We were just kind of trying to do clips, like, just to get them out.
Yeah.
And the Sunny D, I figured we would get some good feedback on. Yeah. But the Eminem one was kind of the last one I expected. I had a lot of people even on the side. Like, you know, I hung out with some of my boys over the weekend, and they're like, you didn't fuck with the Eminem shit? I was like, no, bro, that was garbage. Like, me too, bro, that was garbage. Like, oh, I thought it was about to be a setup or something. And I had another couple of buddies the same way. They're like, he's making a comeback, bro. You got to give the old guy a chance. Because, like you were saying, for a lot of people that aren't from Detroit or aren't from the Michigan area, we have something called the Central Grand Station.
Correct.
It's been downtown Corktown in Detroit.
It's been closed for 30, 35, 40 years, maybe.
Give or take. And it was just refunded and bought by the Ford family. They put in over $1 billion into it, and they completely renovated and reopened the train station. And as to do a homage and tribute to the city... They want to do a huge celebration and concert.
And it's not a train station anymore. It's a business center.
The shuttles still go there.
Shuttles do, but they don't run trains out of there anymore.
It's still a transportation center with potential for all floors to have something going on.
That's cool, man.
Yes, because the cool thing about it that Detroit's understanding, no one wants a 2-year lease or a 1-year lease. People want a week. Pay me triple the cost. I'll pay triple the cost, right? But let me just have it for a week so I can do a show here.
Have you seen any of the photos or anything of this?
Yes.
So dude, it's beautiful.
Majority of it, Eric,
original.
Is exactly right.
They refinished
it. They have graffiti from 1960s. They have missing marble from the pillars from 1980s. They have they found hidden stairwells that they didn't use it for anything, but they literally just kept it open just to keep it a part of the natural history.
And they still paid $960 million to refinish it.
But no, it shows you, bro. Like, Detroit's coming back to life. Ford's not going to put up $1 billion.
Bro, 10 years ago, people did not want to be in Detroit.
I would have laughed at you if you spent $100 million on a building.
I would have laughed at you if you spent $100,000 on a building 10 years ago. No. Yeah, it was in the recession, bro.
On a building, Eric? Okay, a house, maybe, but a building, Eric?
What size building?
Eric, what we're talking about right now, like the train station.
I know someone who owns a building in Detroit. It's 300,000 square feet.
Cap.
Swear to God.
Stop the cap.
Swear to God.
Cap alert. Put down the cap.
You know how much they paid for it in 2010?
How much? 2010?
Yeah.
So 14 years ago.
Yep.
Let me guess. Hold on. So I want people to guess with me here. It's a 300,000 square foot.
It's 282,000.
Besides the point. It's over 250,000 square feet.
Yep.
They bought it 14 years ago. $10 million?
You'd be sick.
For how much?
$312,000.
What?
You got to think about the recession hit Detroit the hardest.
They bought it for like $1.08 a square foot?
Pennies a square foot, brother. Right off 8 Mile. That's the difference.
We're in 2013.
Fucking elementary school. Middle school.
I think I was in elementary school.
You were probably 5th grade. I was probably 7th.
I
graduated in 2017.
I was going to say, I got into high school in 2014.
No. I would have been just going into freshman year. No, 2010.
Besides the point, man.
We're young, bro. Young. That's all that matters.
Makes you feel old.
Weren't buying property, but yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Detroit was valued at nothing less than 10 years ago.
That's the crazy thing, is that they had everyone come pop out at this concert at the Central Station.
Yeah,
Eminem. Now it's a hot, what's it called? What's the best group? It's a hot spot.
Yeah.
You know, they had Jelly Roll, they had...
Big Sean.
Big Sean. They had Eminem. Who's the other? There's some other big ones that are big for our parents' time.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's I can't remember. But they
had, I know Jelly Roll sang all Bob Seger songs, which is legendary for people our parents' age in Detroit.
100%.
We didn't listen to Bob Seger, but he lives a couple miles from here. We might say, stop
on the way home. Here. That's a beautiful house. We should go check it out after. I haven't been by it in a while.
Hey.
How's Jelly Roll
doing? How you doing?
But it's beautiful to see how much the city is flourishing, coming back alive, having so much potential.
Yeah. It's beautiful, man. For the people that are like skeptical on visiting Detroit,
I recommend
visiting it. Maybe 10 years ago, I would have told you never, but like it's back. Campus Martius is beautiful. Right by Hart Plaza is beautiful. They have a life-size Monopoly game.
They have what?
You haven't heard about this?
What?
They have a life-size Monopoly game, Alex.
Where?
In downtown, Campus Martius.
Say you swear, Eric.
I swear.
Don't fuck with me. I haven't seen this on Metro Detroit News or anything.
You haven't been looking.
I'm a gamer. I love games. If anyone ever thinks that they're good at Connect Four, I'll prove you wrong. Just let me know. Campus Martius has life-size Monopoly.